こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。文字起こしのテキストをiPhone のアプリから購入できますので試してみてください。77回目、イエイ、ラッキーセブン。
疲れ。
1個目、行方不明になっているマレーシア航空機に関して、マレーシアの首相が記者会見を開き、機体はインド洋に墜落したと発表しました。衛星情報の最新の解析により、機体は航路を大きくそれてインド洋の南部に墜落したことが判明しました。しかしまだ残骸は見つかっておらず、航路から外れた状態で何千キロも飛行を続けた理由も分かっていません。
19 days since the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, the Malaysian Prime Minister has announced that they believe it crashed in the Indian Ocean. The investigators reached this conclusion after analyzing satellite data transmitted by the engines on board the plane. As of right now, we still have not confirmed any debris as having come from the aircraft, nor do we know why the plane went off course in the first place.
Yeah, まあその家族の人たちはね、もう19日間も待ってたわけだから、すごい残念なニュースなんだけど、まだでも分からないことだらけだよね。
Yeah, well, they've narrowed it down quite a bit.
Okay.
It's not as much of a mystery as it once was, but we still don't understand the motive. That's the weirdest part about this whole thing.
そうだよね。
And what's really strange to me is that we're pretty sure that it was hijacked, and we're pretty sure that it was the pilot on board the plane. Right? Or even if it wasn't the pilot on board the plane, it was someone who knew what they were doing.
Right.
You know, they disabled all these systems, they evaded radar. So they never got intercepted, they never got caught, they were never stopped or even detected, really.
Yeah.
And these planes are so reliable.
Yeah.
And he knows how much fuel he has. The fuel, some people said, oh, maybe he accidentally ran out of fuel. But the fuel gauges on these planes, particularly the 777, are extremely accurate to within like 0.05 or 0.1%. So it just doesn't, like, why would it end up in the ocean like this, if that's what happened?
Well, I read on Daily Mail, so ちょっとあんまりリライアブルじゃないけど、でも、あの奥さんが前の日に出て行っちゃったからスーサイドだったみたいなやつは読んだ。So like he wasn't planning to abduct all these people or anything. He just wanted to. I mean, he was just suicidal.
Just spontaneously? You don't think it was premeditated?
わかんない。でもその前の日に奥さんが出て行ったっていうのが結構ポイントみたいな感じに書いてあった。
But you know, if he was suicidal, why would he go where he went? Why go so far off course? Why crash there?
I don't know. You know? Maybe he was confused. 考え事.
But they're saying that everyone is presumed dead at this point. That's the official statement.
Yeah.
So I mean, it may not get more, and it may not become clearer than this. You know.
そうね、もう死んじゃってるからね。
Well, we don't know that 100%.
Yeah.
But they have the feeling that this isn't really going anywhere at this point. You know, we're searching the ocean, and either we're going to find something in the ocean or we aren't. Right.
まあね、その動機が今一番謎のポイントだから、それはブラックボックスとか見てわかることじゃないからね。本人に聞かないと。So.
And the weather is really bad in that region as well. They keep having to leave the search area because the weather is so bad. One interesting thing I read is that they have these little robots in the ocean.
Okay.
Have you heard of these Argo robots?
Kame no yatsu?
Huh? No, they're called Argo robots.
What's that?
I don't think they look like turtles.
Oh.
But they have 3,600 of these robots. Japan has a lot of these robots too.
Yeah.
And they're all over the ocean, and they kind of monitor the currents and stuff in the ocean.
Okay.
I never knew they had these things.
このロボットを使って探してるってこと? 機材を。
That helps them find the debris. Actually, okay. There were satellite photos published by the French that show 122 potential objects in the ocean. And they range from 1 to 23 meters in size.
Okay.
So it is actually possible that when they get to check this debris field, that could be from the plane.
Mm.
But yeah, these robots are tracking the currents and the way the water is moving so that they know where the debris may have gone.
頭いいね。
Right. Yeah, they've actually the method they used to figure out that it was the southern corridor, because there were the two corridors it could have been in, the method that they used for that, I believe it's never been done before.
Okay.
I mean, this recovery effort is pretty intense.
まあね、でも200人以上乗ってたからね。It's too bad. 次。ナイジェリア警察が一軒家の中に複数のフラン遺体及び人間の体の一部や人骨をいくつも発見しました。家の中には足を鎖でつながれた痩せ細った人々が何人もおり、家の外の林にも栄養失調で弱った人々がさまよっていました。バイクタクシーの運転手何人かがイバダンというナイジェリア第3の都市で失踪したため警察が捜索していました。ナイジェリア内部では黒魔術の技術の黒魔術の儀式の生贄のために誘拐したり、体の一部が売買されています。
Nigerian police have opened an investigation after discovering human skeletons and body parts in an abandoned building. Officers also discovered several people shackled in leg irons inside the building, as well as a few people chained together outside of the building. Alarms were initially raised after motorcycle taxi riders reported to police that several of their colleagues had gone missing.Observers say victims of kidnapping are sometimes used for black magic rituals.
怖いよ。なんかそのナイジェリアのメディアでは恐怖の館っていう名前がついて連日ニュースになってるらしいんだけど。
But is there any evidence inside the building itself that these rituals are related? These black magic rituals?
わかんない。でもなんか有名だったんじゃない、それで。なんかね、この村でしかも riot みたいになってんの。
Right now?
うん。なんかその中に、なんかその中にいた人たちを早くもっとちゃんと助けろみたいな。I didn't really get it. Like why? I don't know. But and then they already arrested some people. あ、そうそう。これで何人かもうすでに逮捕されてるらしいんだけど。すごいよね。2014年で未だにこういう黒魔術の儀式が行われている国が意外と結構あるんだよね。
So people were inside this abandoned building shackled in leg irons.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that leg irons are those metal things that bolt together around your ankle.
もう鎖といえばみたいな、足かせみたいなやつ。
It's like saw.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. そうだよ。
Right?
Yeah. そう、もう捕まっちゃってて。
Oh, that's exactly like saw.
うん。Like, 怖いよね。
Exactly.
Yeah. しかもさ、なんていうの?
What if this guy just watches a lot of saw movies and it's not about black magic?
That's possible, I guess. I don't know. わかんない。それ、でも、これ黒魔術とかって、前にカンボジアで学校を開いた知り合いの人がいて、その人も、まあ、それは黒魔術っていうか魔術だけど、お金がなくてその神様に捧げる生贄の豚の頭が手に入れられないから、自分の孫をブラトン売春宿に売っちゃうっていうのがあったのね。
Really?
そうで、その女の子は急に学校に来なくなったから、その私の知り合いの女の人はその女の子を買い戻しに行かなきゃいけなかったの、売春宿に。 But these people are serious, you know. They やっぱりその教育が受けてないから、みんなそのなんだろう、孫を売春宿に売ることと豚の頭を買うこと、どっちが大事かって言ったら豚の頭を選んじゃう人がいるんだよね。 Like seriously me.
Really?
うん、その宗教のためにって言って、だからいかに 教育が大事かっていうことだよね。
うん、
でもだってうちらだってネットとかあんまなくて、てか全然なくて、なんか江戸時代みたいな時だったらこういうの信じそうじゃない？普通に。なんか情報がなければ、そういうトラディショナルなものをなんか、あ、そうなんだってそのまま信じるよね、普通に。
Yeah,
I mean, selling your own granddaughters sounds kind of extreme to me.
Didn't they have some weird system where if you committed a crime or you did something to someone and you owed them a lot of money and you were a woman, that you would have to work as geisha or...
Ah, その借金を返すためにってこと?
Yeah, like you owe someone a lot of money, so they force you into that kind of work.
Oh, yeah.
Like, didn't they used to have that?
Oh, they still have it.
Here?
Yeah.
In Japan?
Yeah. たまにニュースであるよ。なんかそのホストクラブとかのツケをすごい何額にされて風俗とかで働かされてる女の子。Yeah,
that was in this show I was watching recently.
Oh.
That Samurai Champloo の やつ。And it's about that time period. So that like happens to this girl, yeah.
なんかあの花魁とかもそうだよね。その結局働かせてもらってるその宿の、あの借金って言ってこう着物代とか髪留め代とかいろいろ加算でいって、結局働いてもそっちに返すのでいっぱいいっぱいみたいな、で抜けられない、抜け出せないみたいな。
They do that in Dubai.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Supposedly, a lot of that is just built entirely on slavery,
yeah.
A form of slavery, modern slavery.
Passport 取り上げられて土木作業させられるやつでしょ。
And they're getting paid like a tiny fraction of what they were promised.
Yeah.
And they end up working there for years.
ね、なんかそういう人が実際に今もいて、例えばこういう黒魔術とかで足枷されていつ殺されるか分かんないし。
Mm.
なんか腕とか切られちゃうかもしれないし、意味わかんない状態じゃんとか、そのホストのつけで風俗で働かされてる子とか、なんかそういうのが、そういう人たちが普通にいるんだと思うと、なんか自分の問題がどんだけ小さいかと思うよね。
Yeah.
It's like beyond first world problem じゃん。
Human rights issues are so important.
Yeah.
And they don't really get that much attention, I feel like.
あの human trafficking とかね、結構すごい問題だもんね。よく記事とかになってる。あんまり確かにね、日本のメディアとかそのメインストリームなところでは見ないけど。
People get so worked up about, you know, a single case like Casey Anthony or something. But this sort of thing is going on regularly, and it's not just one person. There are organizations dedicated to this happening.
そうそう。そのカンボジアのもそうだよ。でも誰も止められないの。その、あのちっちゃい女の子をブラザーで働かせたりとか。なんかそのオーガナイゼーションがあまりにも強すぎて、それを止めようとすると自分も殺されそうになるし、自分の家族も殺されそうになるし、だから誰も追及できないみたいな。 It's 本当に serious.
Isn't it so weird? It's so close. It's right there. You just get on a plane for a few hours. It's right there.
Yeah.
None of that's going on here. You get on a planeYou just sit on this in this metal tube for a couple hours and you get off, and it's a totally different world right there.
True.
And we have the internet, we're all connected, all these countries communicate with each other, and that just continues right next to us.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if we have the United States or Japan or the EU and the UN and all this other shit. It doesn't matter, because you can just get on a plane and go, it's right there.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Nah.I know. だからなんか、まあそういうセックスインダストリーだと、まあ自らやってる人もいるから何とも言えないけど、なんか自分が男だったらそういうこと考えちゃって全然興奮できなそう。 It's like, does she really want to do this? みたいな、 or is someone forcing her to do this? みたいな思って悲しくなってきそうじゃない？
Well, there are all kinds of things that get off all kinds of people
Ew. That's sick. 次。 建築界のノーベル賞と言われるプリツカー賞の今年の受賞者に日本人の坂茂さんが選ばれました。日本人の受賞は去年に続いて2年連続となります。
イエーイ。
坂さんは20年以上紙や段ボールなどシンプルな素材を使って自然災害の被災者の仮設住宅などの建築を手掛けてきました。阪神淡路大震災や 3.11 をはじめクライストチャーチやハイチ、ルワンダ、中国など世界中の被災者を助けてきました。ビール用ケースに土のうを詰めて仮設住宅にしたり、運送用コンテナから住宅を作ったり、自然災害という過酷な状況の中でも創造性と質の高いデザインを提供したことが今回の受賞につながりました。
Shigeru Ban has been awarded the 2014Pritzker Prize for his practical innovations in architecture. Ban has created temporary housing structures for disaster victims using simple materials like cardboard and paper, and he has earned a global reputation for incorporating humanitarian and aesthetic qualities in his architecture.
そう、すごいよね。
Christchurch, Haiti, Rwanda, China. That's Kobe.
そう。
And 東北。
うん。
This guy's all over the place.
そうなの。そうなの。あの大きい被災があったら必ずこの人がみたいな感じなんだよね。あの私ちょっと建築全然詳しくないからあんまり知らなかったんだけど、こうやって大活躍していた日本人がいるっていうことで。しかもこの賞が本当にすごい賞なんだって。本当に名誉ある、うん、もう建築会の中では一番の賞らしくて、あの今このバンさんは東京にいるらしいよ、
うん、
なんかこの賞をあの受賞されましたけどっていう電話を受けた時東京であの運転してたって言ってた。
違法じゃん。
Yeah, he said like he had to park the car.
Oh, okay. I'm not calling him out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're not.
I'm just
確かに。でも素晴らしいよね。あのすごい発想力で、あの簡単なものを使ってその場で何かちゃんとした住宅を作るっていう。
So he made a temporary housing with beer crates and sandbags for the Kobe earthquake.
Yep.
And then he used shipping containers.
Yep.
For the 2011 one.
So.
Did you see that? That church he made?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Paper のね。
This paper church?
Yeah. So, Christ Church でね、紙で、紙の、紙缶っていうので作った教会。
That's funny.
Yeah. しかもね、なんか彼曰く、その、素材は建物の強度にあんまり関係ないっていう。
Hmm.
それはその建築技術で補えるものであって。
Is that paper church still there?
I think so. I don't know.
It's paper, though.
でも丈夫なんだって。 So that's his point. その紙とか段ボールとかで作っても、その建築技術だけしっかりしてれば強度はちゃんと保たれるんですよっていう。
So everything I learned from Three Little Pigs was bullshit.
Yes, according to him.
Come on.
そうだよ。
I wanna see one of these things. I wanna go inside one of these.
ね。
These things.
ね。
These paper churches or.
ね。
そ
う、でもなんかこの方は、まあこういう賞を取るとさ、いろんな仕事が来るわけじゃん。有名にな、さらに有名になって。でも、あの、一個一個の仕事の質を落としたくないから、あの、何？いっぱい仕事を受けたり、事務所を大きくしたりとかはしたくない。今までやってきたことをこれからもやっていきたいですっていうコメントを出してます。
It's such a good idea. There's so many in these disasters, there's so many materials around you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everything around you was originally from a building or from, you know, some sort of structure.
Right.
Yeah, so it seems to make sense.
ね、なんかこういうちゃんと頭いい人さえいればね、
うん、
or 発想力が豊かな人。はい。
The Cross Mount Dora Church is paying for their members to get tattoos. So far, at least 7 members of the church have gotten tattoos of the church's the church's logo, which is a cross with a green swirl around it. During a sermon, Pastor Zach Zender made the following offhand promise. If anyone would like to go out and get a tattoo of the logo of the cross that we have for this church, we will find money and pay for that. 以上。
アメリカクロスマウントドーラ教会のザック・ゼンダー牧師が、信者が教会のロゴのタトゥーを入れる場合は教会が代金を負担すると発表しました。これを受けてすでに少なくとも7人が入れたそうです。ロゴは十字架にグリーンのラインが巻きついているデザインで、ゼンダー牧師によるとイエスがこの時代にいたらこのタトゥーを入れただろうとのことです。
This is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is really funny.
Yeah, so this guy was kind of joking around.
Yeah.
And said this while he was giving a sermon. And everyone, not everyone, but some of the members of this church took it seriously.
Yeah.
And started going and getting these tattoos.
これ。
And I did some research, and here's this is from the Bible, Leviticus 19:28. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. So in the Bible, it pretty clearly says not to do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. ダメじゃん。
I mean, is there any other way to interpret that?
ダメじゃん。
So,
でも any cuttings ってことはピアスとかもダメなんだ。
I think they're talking about self-mutilation.
でもピアスもでしょ?
Yeah, technically.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, I mean, it says... I don't know.
じゃあダメじゃん。え、これ破るとどうなの? Do you go to hell?
I think that's how it works. I don't know. it totally depends. It totally depends on the religion or the interpretation.
確かにね。
yeah, they were interviewing some of these guys and this... They asked him, like...Do you think Jesus would get this tattoo? And this guy, straight up, he was just like, yeah, I could see Jesus getting this tattoo.
Oh, so this is not what pastor said.
No, he didn't say that. No,
ごめん。牧師が言ったんじゃないって。It was just some guy who got
it. That part. Yeah, 違う人だった。One of the guys that got
this
tattoo.
そのロゴはさ、実際どうなの?なんかおしゃれなの?
It looks kind of cool.
Okay, at least.
As far as cross tattoos go, it looks kind of cool.
まあ、
it looks fresh. It's like a modern logo design.
Oh, hey.
It looks professional, like a professional logo.
ちゃんとデザイナーに頼んだんだね、じゃあきっと。
Seems like it, yeah.
ダサいのだったらただでも嫌だよね。
But this pastor is really passionate about marketing and he says that if people get this tattoo...It'll start more conversations about religion, and that sort of justifies it.
なんかさ、でもみんなでお揃いのタトゥーってちょっと嫌じゃない？
そこ？
うん。なんか同じマークがみんな入ってるってなんかちょっと怖くない
？But more than that, it's the fact that it seems to conflict with the scripture.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess it's open to interpretation. It's been interpreted so far from its original.
Yeah. なんかそれ自体は珍しくないっていうかさ、みんな literally に取ってないから。But I don't know. でももう入れちゃったんだもんね、みんな。おそろい、おそろ。
A lot of tattoos going. They're really becoming popular in Japan as well.
Tattoo?
Yeah.
そうかね。あ、まあでも結構いるね、若い子とかだと夏とかになるとね。
あの、There's a ton of tattoos now. Go to Zushi Beach.
確かに確かにビーチとかプール行くとお父さんとかでもいるよね。別にそういうなんていうの、トラディショナルなものじゃなくて。
But it still has the
ファッションタトゥーみたいな。
That gang affiliation.That it's still associated with gangs here.
Yeah.
At least officially.
Yeah. まあしょうがないっていうのもあるけどね。
People with like dolphin tattoos like can't go to the gym.
そうそうそう。
Or have to cover it up because they might be a criminal.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, that happened to Matt, actually.
Because oh,
he
really?
Has a tattoo that says, music is life.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wouldn't let him. Oh, he had to cover that up. But
ah,
it's
okay,
like,
okay.
Music is life is not criminal at all.
ね。全然すごい peaceful だよね。むしろ。
It's weird that that's still, it's still like that.
オリンピックとかもそうだよね。Do you remember? あの、山本キッドがさ、オリンピック出た時、全部テープで隠してたじゃん。タトゥー。
うん。
I just didn't, I didn't really get it. Why? It's, I don't know. ダメそれ。オリンピック見てる人、
I don't, yeah, I don't really
そんなに
see...
イノセンかって思ったんだけど、そんなにショック受ける今の時代。Like,
does the Olympics not allow tattoos? I didn't know that.
なんかすごいやつはカバーしてたよね。なんかテーピングみたいな感じで、隠さなきゃいけないみたいな。
Are you sure he didn't just have an injury? Didn't he have like an elbow injury at the time or something?
Yeah, but I think he was covering tattoos too.
そっか。
お相撲さんとかってダメなのかな、タトゥー。ダメだよね、きっと。見たことないよね。
Yeah.
まあ厳しそうだもんね。すごいいろいろ。髪型とか体型とか。
It seems like it's about time for that dumb rule to change. It's so dumb.
まあね。
That tattoo rule.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a tattoo that says criminal,
yeah,
or it has, it's like it's like clearly some gang family name or I don't know. Or who cares? It's just a tattoo. Whatever.
Like unless the design is too provocative, too explicit. Like, もう全裸の
女性みた
い、そうそうそう、とかだったらもうわかるけど、別に。お花とかさ、なんか、なんで、なんでもいいじゃんって感じには思うけどね。
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never... 私は何今まででも inconvenient な思いしたことないから、あんまり、あれだけど。
You mean for you personally? Well, yours is tiny, and it's like white, and it's like...
でも the one on my foot is black.
It's on your foot.
I guess.
No?
まあね、背中一面とかだった。
There are celebrities that have tattoos on their faces. Didn't who got the ice cream cone tattoo on their face?
What?
Who was that?
知らない。
誰だっけ？
Mike Tyson とかでしょ？顔のタトゥーといえば。
Yeah, yeah.
And who was that guy who had LA on his cheek?
The Game.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
そうだ。
Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane got an ice cream cone tattoo on his face. It's just an ice cream cone on his face.
Wow.
that's just
Why
what it
is. Why would you do that to yourself? Well, as long as he's happy about it, that's fine, but still.
It has like red lightning bolts coming out the top of the ice cream cone.
Ice 大好きなのかな?
Oh, he has to.
かわいいね、でも。
If you don't like ice cream, you're definitely not getting it tattooed.
私も結構アイス好きだし、誰にも負けないと思うけど、アイスのタトゥー別に顔、てか顔にタトゥーって結構勇気いるよね。毎日鏡で見えるし、なんか、じゃない?どんなに好きなものでも顔はちょっと無理だな。
勇気いりすぎ。It's so common now.
Yeah.
Like Wiz Khalifa, like all those guys.
しょっちゅう見えるとこにあると飽きるっていうじゃん、やっぱ。でもっと入れたくなっちゃうとか。顔はちょっと。あのメガネのさ枠をタトゥーした男の人いたよね。
What?
あのメガネの縁を。だからメガネかけてるみたいに見えるの。本当に。
But only from the front, right? If you look from the side, it probably looks stupid.
書いてある。書いてあるって感じだけど。そうそう、面白いよね。
So he always makes sure he's facing directly at you.
Yeah, he would have to.
Even when he's walking away, he's like,
こっち向いてる。
Yeah.
怖い。
And when he turns around, it's like really fast. Because he doesn't want you to see from the side. So he's like,
yeah, that's all there.
次。According to the World Health Organization, 違う。スキップした。バックバック。Okay. Apple has announced plans to introduce more racially diverse emoticons to its iOS devices. Emoticons are based upon the Unicode standard, something that ensures emoticon display compatibility is good across all devices. And so Apple is working with the Unicode standard people to update this standard. A 2012 update with iOS 6 introduced gay and lesbian emoticons.
Apple は絵文字の顔のアイコンに関して人種や肌の色を多様化すると発表しました。Apple はこれまでにも2012年の OS アップデートで同性愛者絵文字を追加しています。私あれが同性愛者絵文字だってことにも気づいてなかった。あの男の子2人と女の子2人手つないでるやつだよね。なんか普通に友達みたいなことかと思ってた。
あんま使わない。Emoticons in general。
あとさ、人種あのさ、絵文字って黄色いじゃん。It's that yellow round face, right?
うん、ちょっとシンプソンズ色。
ね、黄色いじゃん。
うん。
じゃああれ全部日本人だったのかな。
Well, they could be Asian. Why Japanese? Why are you excluding all
or Asian? Well, because Asian
と言っても beautiful Chinese and Korean.
Yeah, Asian と言ってもいろいろいるじゃん。だってインド人だってアジア人だし、you know, they're not yellow. So, アジア人はちょっと語弊があるかな。でもあのさ、Apple の絵文字さ、超stereotypicalなインド人と中国人みたいな。アイコンあるよね。
Yeah, they got dudes straight up wearing turbans.
そうそうそう。あとチャイニーズのあの帽子かぶってるのとか。しかもその2つしかないんだよね。すごいランダムじゃない
？I remember I used to send like really stereotypical combinations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you can pick like you can pick like the Arab guy and then and the bomb or something.
That's terrible.
Something terrible like that.
そうあの。絵文字、まあ、だからどういうのが出てくるかちょっと楽しみだけどね。
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure someone's gonna be unhappy with it.
Yeah, しかもさ、あの中国人とインド人みたいなstereotypical絵文字みたいのを増やすのか、それとも黄色いあの普通のround faceのやつをいろんな色にするのかな。
It's so tricky because
I don't get it.
It's tricky because people want to be represented.But then people also get upset if something is stereotypically representing them.
そうだね。
So you have to represent people without it being stereotypical.
Yeah.
And then it ends up just being boring and featureless.
難しいよね。
It's weird. It's kind of a...
ね。
I don't know. Catch 22 or something.
だからさ、これもともといろんな人種のエモティコン作ってたら、それはそれで怒られてたかもしれないよね。It's like, はいこれは black people 絵文字、はいこれは latino 絵文字とか言ってさ、なんか面白くしたら絶対怒られるけど。
How are they getting away with that Arab emoji with the turban on it?
ね、そうだから like, それが逆に今いいことってされてるわけでしょ。こうやってだから人種の
I mean, I guess
増やしましょうみたいな。
I guess that's not offensive. I don't even know what's offensive. Race is such a weird thing to me.
I know, right? It's really めんどくさい、難しい。
I never get upset about race. I don't feel like I'm represented. Even if they have white emoticons or they have Japanese emoticons or whatever, I'm not represented. So, you know.
みんなその怒るポイントがちょっと違うじゃん。なんかすごい怒りの沸点が低い人もいれば、人種に関して。例えばそれまでになんか差別されたことある人とかだと沸点低いし、あんまりそういう経験がないと気にしてないから、多分日本人あんまり人種気にしてないじゃん。あのダイバースじゃないから全然。だからわあこのエモティコンアジア人がいないとか言って怒る人あんま見ないけど。
There are a lot of things in Japanese culture and on Japanese television that would be considered extremely racist by the Western world. And sometimes little bits of this get picked up by Western media and then it's a disaster. But it's going on all the time. If you live here, you understand that it's not racism at all.
そうそう。
But
だこの間 JAL もあったじゃん。
Anything that looks like that is considered racism in the States or in the West.
だからそのバックグラウンドが違うからね、それを怒られてもっていう。 だからニコラス・ペタスさんが来てくれた時も言ってたじゃん、うん、その外人っていうトームが日本をあんまり知らない人からするとひどいひどいって言うけど、日本にずっと住んでれば別に大した、
うん、
まあ、コンテクストにもよるけど大抵の場合はそういうネガティブな意味が別にあるわけではないっていう。だから難しいよね、センシティブになりすぎるとそれこそ本当に何が良くて何がダメなのかわけが分かんなくなるし。
Yeah, there's a lot of really weird stuff going on, particularly in the U.S. right now,、mm. Where they're banning, they're trying to ban certain, there's movements to ban words. There's movements to, like, ban ideas, and it's really strange. Most recently, they have this movement、to ban bossy. Do you know about this?
Yeah, 見た。
It's all, like, ban bossy, ban, but...I mean, does anyone really think that... what is that? I don't understand it. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I was looking into it, but I just couldn't get it.、
Mm.
They're saying that, like, girls get called bossy, and that discourages them from being leaders. But you don't have to be bossy to be a leader, so it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well...
But they're saying we can't use the word、really、bossy、weird. Now.This is what this movement's calling for.
That's really
at least、
weird.
Not. At least we can't use it for
girls.
For girls.、Mm-hmm. But what a strange movement to have such high-profile people behind it. Like isn't like Beyonce and like a bunch of other people.
Yeah. でもそれの逆は見たことある。あの Ricky Mi, Nicki Minaj, not Ricky. Nicki Minaj was saying like, なんか男が偉そうだと he's the boss.In a negative,、in a positive way. But then when a girl is like, 何?しっかりしてる? Then、mm. she's a bitch. You know what I mean?
What do you mean, しっかりしてる? That doesn't translate
like,
to bitch.
If you're, it's like, if the guy's taking control, if he's in charge,、
yeah.
then he's the boss. And people look up to him. But when、yeah. a girl is in charge, then she's like, people think that she's bitchy.
But who...I don't think that. I don't understand where that's
coming
from.
But, like, there's this... I think some people think that in a work situation or something.
I think a lot of women...
And that I felt kind of like... そういう時もあるかもしれない。
I don't think people really think that, though.
Mm.
There are a lot of women CEOs, and a lot of them are doing very well. Some of the well, isn't the CEO for...
Nomura Shoken.
There's CEOs、for American companies, huge American companies that are、
yeah.
women. And I think, I don't understand the
I really
banning,
don't.
Banning words seems like a very 1984-ish thing to、
yeah.
do. It's, you can't.
しかも bossy がダメなのはちょっと意味わかんないね。
Mm.
そしたらもっとやばい言葉いっぱいあるじゃん。Right?
Yeah.
It's really weird.
I mean, I'm all for women having, you know, equal rights and getting to these high positions in companies. Like,、
yeah.
absolutely. But to kind of, I don't know, this kind of weird, ambiguous finger pointing and、
hmm.
and then trying to ban a word. I don't know.I don't understand it well enough to be talking about it. But it bothers me. とりあえず。
はい。自由すぎる。
Yeah, actually, remember that、the Fruitvale Station movie we were watching?
Yeah,
there
yeah,
was, there was
そうだ。
A scene with,、where they were buying a Christmas card.
Yeah. でさ、お母さんにクリスマスカード買っといてってお姉ちゃんか妹に頼まれて、あの全員 white people がの写真が載ってるやつじゃないのにしてよって言われるのにそれを買うんだよね。Walmart、
うん、
かどっかで。It's really funny. It's like 超ハッピーそうな白人の家族がついてる Christmas card.
It's just a picture of a random family. It's not、
yeah.
a picture of your family. It's just、
yeah.
a picture of a family.
Yeah. 誰だよ。
Yeah. But it's,
でもね不思議なこといっぱいあって確かに私今思い出した私が行ってる歯医者さんね外に超でっかい看板がついてて写真なの、mm. でそれが 白人の老夫婦がスマイルしてる写真なのね、うん、超でかいんだよ。それでなんこの白人の老夫婦誰みたいな、そういうの多くない？全然なんか日本人ばっかりのエリアなのにモデルが全部なぜか白人で、すごい
you know
いいけど別になんか不思議な感じするじゃん。 It's like, なんで
yeah, for clothing they show they use people for clothing advertisements that I swear do not fit in their clothing. Like the Uniqlo stuff is so small. But all these, how are all these models wearing this stuff? I don't even like all these tall, like 6'3", like dude is wearing this stuff. And I go to the store and nothing fits. It's like, what?
しかもさ参考にならないんだよね、全然違う見た目じゃん、私と彼らと。だからまあダイバーシティあるところだったらいいけど、日本とかね別にそういうわけじゃないから不思議だよね。
gym advertisements、
ああ、
everyone working out at the gym in advertisements is like a 24 year old fit white girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's blonde
ね、不思議だよね。
I've never seen her at the gym.
で別にね、
I'm still waiting.
その広告は別にいいんだけど、あんまり何自分に何もインパクトないから、あの雑誌のメイクのページがいつも気になる。あのなんかハーフとか外国人の子ばっかり使ってると目の形が全然違うじゃん。なんか二重の幅とか、だから全然参考にならないの。It's like,yeah, I mean this look.Looks really nice on a white girl because of the 目の形。でもこれ日本人どうやってやればいいのみたいな。
Yeah.
なんか参考にならなくない？
Well, it's like, you know, you you go and you you buy some muscle shirt because the mannequin is swole.
Yeah, yeah,
and you
yeah.
put it on, it's like, I look like shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
ゆるゆるみたいなね。
Brad Pitt's wearing some watch. You get the same watch, I'm sure it doesn't look as good.
そうなの。だから、
I mean, that's not even a race thing. That's like that's something else. But it's weird that
そうだね。
How we're tricked by that repeatedly, every time.
Yeah. ね。
And then, like, because other people are tricked by it, you go with it anyways.
Yeah. 確かに。
It's like other people know that Brad Pitt was wearing this watch in this advertisement.
確かに。
Or other people know that this brand is really expensive.
Yeah.
You know?
いや、他の人知らなかったら意味ないもんね、それ。
It's gotten to the point where people are buying things because they're expensive.
Yeah. そうね。
Isn't that backwards? I don't, I mean,
well, I mean,
it's supposed to be the other way around.
Well, for some high fashion stuff, it's like, I mean, the quality is really good.Or you can use it for a long time because they're using some really nice material, leather or whatever, you know. But it's true that I think most people don't really care about it. They just care about the brand. 大学とかもそうじゃん。なんか早稲田大学だったらどの学部でもいいみたいな。You know, it's like ブランドだから。It's really weird. Humans are really weird. Cats don't do that.That's why I love cats.
Of course. Yeah, cats. You're right. Cats don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. According to the World Health Organization, air pollution was responsible for 7 million deaths in 2012. The majority of the deaths associated with air pollution were heart disease, stroke, and cancer related. Wait, what? The majority of the deaths associated with air pollution...were caused by heart disease, stroke, and cancer. Sorry. It is estimated that 3.3 million people died as a result of indoor pollution and 3.7 million people died as a result of outdoor air pollution.
WHO によると2012年環境汚染が原因で死亡したのは700万人だったそうです。そのうち330万人が屋内の空気汚染、370万人が屋外の汚染が原因で死亡していました。環境汚染から来る主な死因は心臓疾患、脳卒中、慢性閉塞性肺疾患及び癌です。It's depressing.
this is becoming a theme right now. or a meme almost.
そうだね。どこ見ても言ってるね。この環境汚染が実際に死に結びついてますよっていうのは。
This does explain why cancer rates have been going up so much. I mean, before they were saying like, oh, people are living longer, and if you live longer, the odds of you getting cancer are higher, and that's true. But now we've found that this air pollution is responsible for a lot of that cancer.
Yeah.
And it's from us. It's not like we have some enemy that's polluting our air. It's not like aliens are injecting pollution into our atmosphere. We're absolutely just doing this to ourselves.
ね。まあ今までだからその環境汚染によって困ることっていうと、南極の白熊が住むところがなくなりますとか、結構その動物とか植物とかが危ないですよみたいな感じで人間の死に直接別にここまで何ウォーンされるようなことなかったけど
This is worse than the polar bear situation. I'm going to say that right now.
ね。
It's worse. Just in the news today, for the first time ever, they had the PM2.5 warning for Hokkaido. First time ever.
Yeah. だってこの間ね空気清浄機見に行ったんだけど全部 PM2.5 も対応していますって書いてあった。It's like the trend now.
Yeah.
なんか前の木まで、前のその、なんていうの、ラインナップ、までは、どこだっけ、パナソニックとか、どっか一社しか PM2.5 対応してなかったんだって。でもこの新しいラインからはもうどこも各社 PM2.5 対応してますって言ってた。
It really bothers me how we're not. It really bothers me how this isn't being addressed. Like what?
ね。しかもこの変なさ。
People aren't understanding this number. 7 million deaths is ridiculous. That's like war levels. That's above. That's more. That's so many people.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people,
yeah.
And it's entirely preventable.
ね。
Yet we're not acting on this. You know, people like.Talk about electricity prices or whatever crap. Look, if people are dying, if 7 million people are being killed by this every year, it should be up there as far as priorities go.
Yeah. なんか不思議な気持ちになったのは、その、やっぱり窓開けるじゃん、家の。そしたら、前だったら換気して、部屋の中の空気入れ替えてきれいにするみたいな。
Yeah, but
でも今さ、逆じゃん。そう、PM2.5 とかあるから、窓開けないで。空気清浄機つけとこうみたいな。That's really weird and scary.
And then you go outside and you have to wear a mask.
Yeah. It's fucked up. Totally.
We're late. We're already too late. We're not too late. We're too late to stop this because those people are already dead.
そうだね。
まあでも。But we're not too late to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. ねえ、だからこの間フランスのパリのさ、交通規制みたいに何かしらそういう大きいことをやっていかないといけないよね。まあ同じことが日本でできるかは別として違うことでもいいけど。なんかだからやっぱり政府が主導してさ、みんなでせーのでやらないと無理じゃないもん。
This, yeah, the way that we're kind of, gradually making a little bit of progress by, introducing regulations or these little steps just kind of seem like they're not enough.
もはやね。ここまでなっちゃったら。
And this is a creepy thing that's killing people.
Yeah.
It's a creepy thing because it's kind of invisible and it kind of works in a way that we're not used to seeing. I mean, if these people were killed, if some country...just lined, let's say, half of this number, 3 million people up, and just shot all of them, we would be very upset.
Right, right.
We would be very upset.
So,
but because it's kind of this creepy, sneaky, pollution thing that damages your DNA, and you end up getting cancer, and then, you know, they can't quite laser in on this thing. Like, oh, you are being killed by air pollution. I was diagnosed with air pollution.
そうね。間にやっぱり今まであった既存の病気が入ってることによってあんまり直接的に自分に被害が起こるって考えにくいけど確かにね。 その病名に環境汚染なんちゃらみたいなのついてたら、
もっと怖
いと思うよね。
The other weird thing is that everyone that's alive today, every single person on this planet that's alive today, they weren't here doing this when it began.
Yeah.
We're all new.
Yeah.
You know, so we're kind of just, we're just doing what we were doing、before.
まあだから難しいんだよね。自分がスタートしたことだったらやめるの簡単なんだけど、多分それない時も生きてたから。でも生まれた時からもうこの状態でだと急にやめるの難しいもんね。
And、right now Japan's been doing a lot of finger pointing at China for their pollution.
Yeah.
But、Japan used to be the same way.、Terribly so.
Yeah.
And、it's interesting. I was listening to this、lecture the other day.Where this guy is talking about it, like talking about Japan, but this lecture is so old that he was talking about Japan, you know, like right now, like in the present tense. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to work, but.
So who is this guy?
He's a guy named Alan Watts.
Okay.
But it's just kind of interesting to hear someone from the time period talk about it.
Yeah, 確かに。
Let me see if this will
work. So, 80年代ってこと?
No, earlier. Alan Watts died in
73. Oh, じゃあ60年代とか?
It was probably
50年代,
late 60s.
Okay. 60年代の講義.
I want time to go in jugs from one festival to another. Because they are so poisoned by adult conception.They have no antibodies against them. So likewise, the Japanese have no antibodies against Western culture. They are complete victims of it. They succumb to smog and even think it's a good thing to have smog. They have songs about it.How the beautiful fog over the furnace buildings of the factories. Yeah. Haiku. No, this is true. I'm not kidding. in a nation of people that's supposed to be great lovers of nature. Japan is unbelievable. Go to a beach in Japan. You would think they would appreciate wonderful stretches of sand and rocks and the sound of the waves.The tide line of a Japanese beach almost anywhere around the island is a complete mess of plastic cast-offs. Sun lotion bottles, condoms, discarded sandals, anything you can imagine, just masses of it. Go to a natural beauty place where all the tourists go to look at the famous view.And the whole place is scattered with rubbish. Napkins, Kleenex, sandwich bags, cigarette packages, what have you. When you travel in Japan on the underground in Tokyo, one always imagines the Japanese very polite. And in their own setting and in their own cultural context, they indeed are. But on a subway,Everything goes amok. And people are crammed in like sardines. They even have special officials to shove the crowd into
Wow, we still have this, John.
And they cannot cope with this situation that is foreign to their cultural context. So this is what I'm saying is watch out for your social conditioning.
Wow.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
That was so long ago. And when he's talking about how Japan has bought into the Western culture to an extent that they think the smog is a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. And they were writing haiku about the smog.
Right.
Just recently, you know, we were making
fun of the Chinese government for saying that the smog is a good thing.
Mm.
It's interesting how that's worked out that way, this cycle, that this has already happened in our history.
Yeah.
And then it's happened again in China.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The same thing.
だからなんか問題、そのさ、みんな発展するときにいろんなウェイスで出すわけじゃん、すごい。あの工場建てたりなんやらかんやらして、それをアメリカとか日本とか、まあ、ヨーロッパのドイツとかいろいろやって、もう発展したから今環境に目を向ける余裕があるわけじゃん、
うん、
In the meantime、like、ブラジルとか中国とかインドとか今発展しているところは同じプロセスをたどろうとしてるわけじゃん、いろいろウェイストを出して、
うん、
それをとっくに発展してるアメリカとか日本とかも発展終わってる国がなんか助けてあげられないというか、自分たちの時はこうなっちゃったけど、
うん、
あなたたちの時はこういう風にやったら it's better みたいなのがないっていうのも悲しいよね、結構。
You have to wonder, is Brazil going to go through the same kind of thing that China is going through, or are these, because this has happened in every single country that'sbeen developing and,、
yeah.
and moved into the manufacturing stage.、
Mm. Yeah.
It can't continue to happen.
ね。いやだから自分がもうすでに発展しているところがやっぱり余裕があるわけだから助けないといけないよね。しかも自分も相当応戦したわけじゃん、発展するプロセスの中で。So we really need to be working together.Right now. So drop all the wars, people. It's so stupid. その暇ないじゃん。
The wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, Putin's been、left out of the G8.
そうだね。 Yeah.
ちょっとかわいそう。
え、かわいそう？
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Yeah. 今日のお話ここまでですか？
以上かな。Oh, Facebook bought Oculus Rift. That's kind of interesting.
みんななんか結構笑ってるよね。
It's become a huge meme in the States.
なんかどんだけ greedy なんだよみたいな。
Well, there's a gif、
okay.
of、what people think it's going to be like.
Oh.
And it's hilarious. It's this little cartoon. I'll put it on Twitter.
Okay.
But it's like...these guys try the new Facebook version of Oculus Rift and they go into this virtual universe.
Yeah.
And then there's like all these advertisements that come and attack them.
Oh, that sucks.
That's kind of funny.
ね、もうネタになっちゃった。Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, right?
というわけで、Facebook, Twitter, Instagram 引き続きよろしくお願いします。
Yep.
質問は Twitter で、あとアプリもよろしくお願いします。
Yeah, we have transcripts.
Yeah. Okay. また来週。
はい、以上です。
Bye.
Bye.